Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue to explore the question, what is God like? We'll look for a second time at the communicable attribute of God's jealousy. As a quick reminder, last time we defined God's jealousy as God's holy desire to protect his own honor. We looked at the phrase holy desire and saw that God's jealousy isn't sinful like ours, rather it's holy and ultimately for our good. Today I'd like to focus on the second half, the object of God's desire. First, let's start with some scripture. Ezekiel 36:22-23. Thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations and which you have profaned among them. Now, while God is jealous for us, and while it's for our good, we are not the ultimate object of God's desire, and our good is not the ultimate aim of God's jealousy. Rather, God's ultimate desire is his own honor, and his ultimate aim is to protect it. Now, just like last time, this might sound strange. That's because if you apply this understanding of jealousy to people, that is an ultimate desire for our own honor, we rightfully acknowledge that this is prideful and arrogant. After all, what makes our honor any more important than the honor of another? The problem with this line of thinking is that it fails to acknowledge why pride and arrogance are wrong. To make the point as clearly as possible, listen to one definition of pride: the quality of having an excessively high opinion of oneself or one's importance. The key words being excessively and importance. Listen. God cannot be guilty of having an excessively high opinion of himself or of his importance, because he is, by his very nature and being, the highest, most perfect, most important being that exists. Put simply, God cannot have an inflated view of himself. Now, some might still suggest that God's self-centeredness is still wrong, because self-centeredness is always wrong no matter what. However, this is the same mistake as before. Our self-centeredness is not holy like God's is. We rightfully acknowledge the universe doesn't revolve around me. But do you know who the universe does revolve around? God. God is the ultimate standard of good, must have the highest possible desire to protect his own honor, or else he would not truly be good. To be a defender of righteousness or a defender of justice, he must be a defender of himself. Now, as one final note here, the passage that I quoted earlier from Ezekiel, in it, God says he's going to act not for Israel's sake, but for the sake of his own holy name, that he will vindicate it. And right after those verses, he explains how he'll do it, by sending a Messiah who will cleanse his people, the Lord Jesus Christ. So do you see, God's jealousy is nothing like ours. His holy desire for his own honor is necessarily for our own good. So may we also be devoted to protecting God's honor. First, by giving our whole lives to Jesus, and then second, by living for him daily.